So yesterday was Saturday, December 11th, 2021. Let's see, metadata. So let me think about this. When I was coming back from dropping my daughter off at Target, I was traveling back to New Kensington from on Freeport Road, and this black guy who I never seen in my life, never met, never don't know, he like was walking past where they have like those boats at. There's like a place where they have boats and a U-Hauls. I don't know. But it's after you come from under the underpass. Like if you're coming back from Target and you're going to New Kensington and you're on Freeport Road. He was the only guy walking. I've never seen him in my life. But he like looks at my car and then just gives me like this weird gesture look. And I don't know if I was that far, he was that far down. I'm trying to remember exactly where it was, but the bottom line was, but that wasn't the only black guy that did that. So then yesterday when I was leaving my house, soon as I left my house, this black guy, he looked into my car and started like laughing. And so the whole thing about it is I don't know any of these people. And sometimes they're not black. So the color is just not really important because it doesn't really matter about the color. It's just that on that particular day, it was two black guys. And then when the UPS truck pulled up, when I was on the porch, putting up, fixing the Christmas lights and sweeping, they're the regular white guy that usually comes. He's always quiet, polite. He waved hi. But the guy sitting next to him was like a kid kind of sort of. He was looking at him, then looking at me and then laughing. So it was like, and then but the guy that was driving, he never laughed. And he just kind of looked at me and gave me a short wave. He's usually never has a reaction on his face about anything. And he's always polite and quiet. So, and like none of it bothers me, but yet I notice it. Like, I don't really care because the thing is I don't care, but I can't help but notice it. And I feel like I don't know any of those people. And so why do you know who I am? Right. Cause I don't know you. And then on top of it, I've been getting physically attacked for several days. It's been nonstop ever since I came back from Thanksgiving break. And I've called the police several times because of the physical attacks to my body by way of Allegheny Health Network, West Penn Hospital, Dr. Frederick B. Price's illegal surgical implant. And I've also been writing my book. And my book is one of strength. It's one of intelligence. It's one of empowerment. And I think that's another reason why I've been getting hurt. I started writing my book before I left for Thanksgiving break. And everything that's in my book is simply things that I put in my recordings from 2015 to 2020. It's just that I realized that writers have been getting a lot of accolades and a lot of hand claps from taking my words from my recordings from 2015 to 2020. And they put my words, the things that I've learned from what happens to my body, the way that I've overcome, they put it in all these fictional films and they make a lot of money. And it's all from the things that I've put in my recordings from 2015 to 2020, 2021. All the things that I've learned about this technology, all the things that happened to my body, the reactions, the things that happened with my fingers, everything. And I felt like, you know, they're putting it in fictional films when in fact it's nonfiction. And they're making a lot of money off of being so-called good writers. And a lot of it is from my recordings. So regardless if people believe me or not, it doesn't matter. It's the truth. I do have this implant in my body. I've had it in my body since 2015. I've been audio recording almost every day since 2015. My recordings have been hacked. I actually think my son or someone has stolen some of my flash drives and given them out and given them back. My son said he would never do that. However, my flash drive was, someone stuck, put my flash drive in the middle of my bed. Someone took one of my phones that had a bunch of my recordings on it. They took it over Thanksgiving weekend and then put it back on top of my magazine. And then I put some out there myself. But I realized, I noticed something, that the recordings that I do that are educated, that are, that talk about the science, those never get released publicly. It's the ones where I am upset or I am talking about like the physical pain that's infected, that is inflicted on me. So if I'm being a victim and I'm talking about the physical pain being inflicted on me, then that gets put out there because that's like the buffoonery show, you know, that's the discredit campaign. But then the science part, the things about the science, the physical science and the biology part and all the other things that I've learned about this technology, they never get released. So I literally feel like it's a campaign to make me look like a fool and to discredit me, but I'm not a fool. I'm strong. I never chose this. I'm just coping with it and I can't run from my body. And I've done everything that I was supposed to do, which is to go to the doctors, allow them to run tests, file police complaints, write letters. I've done everything that I was supposed to do under the sun. And they're lying and covering up what was done to me. And so as a result of that, I've decided to survive, to be strong, to cope. And through that process, I've learned a lot about this technology without any training. And like I always say, you know, with all the stuff that I know about this technology, you know, anyone with any common sense would say, if it was an FBI agent or a CIA agent would say, well, if she's never had any training, and how would she know all the things that she knows? If she's never discussed or talked about this with anyone, then how does she know how this technology is used? How would she know? The only reason why I know is because it's been in my body since 2015. I know what it is. I know every way that it can be used because everything has been tried on my body, both physically. I know all the ways it shouldn't be used. I know all the ways it could be used. I know all the ways it is being used. I know what it does to the human body. I know everything about it because it's inside my body. And I believe that the people who did this to me deliberately left it there because they also were learning from me and learning from my body and learning what it does, how the human body responds, reacts and stuff. And so a lot of this is in my book. And I feel like my book is one of empowerment. I wrote it all from the top of my head, except the NAV.1.7. I had to refer to my PhD papers, but everything else was literally from the top of my head, from my memory. And there's been a lot of things that have happened recently where I feel like someone is deceptively trying to make it look like I'm slow or something, and I'm not. Like, number one, when I go to downtown, I usually go to either the Greyhound train station, the Amtrak train station. I'm sorry, the Greyhound bus station, the Amtrak train station, which they're like right across the street, diagonal from each other. Or I go to PNC Park or the Science Museum. And so, but I'm not from Pittsburgh, so I'm never downtown. Or I go to the Wyndham. I've been to the Wyndham Hotel several times, the Point a couple of times, you know. But the thing is, usually when I go downtown, I'm usually going to like one destination. I'm never traveling between those destinations. I've never been to the convention center. And I didn't even know it was the convention center. And I went to go pick up my son a long time ago. It was like 3 years ago. And he gave me a street address. He said it was Greyhound, but he said a street address. So I was like, is it the Greyhound bus station? He's like, no, they didn't drop me off at the Greyhound bus station, because I knew where the Greyhound bus station is. He said they dropped him off somewhere else on some street. So all I did was put the street name in my GPS and on my iPhone, because I thought, you know, like where I'm from, you can go to the main station or you can be dropped off other places, you know. So I didn't know what he was talking about. I said, well, give me the address, you know, maybe they, I didn't get it. So I said, give me the address of where they dropped you off at, since he said they didn't drop him off at the Greyhound bus station. So I was like, because whenever I've gone to there before, they, when I've had to pick up or take my stepdad or my uncle, it's always been the terminal inside the Greyhound bus station. But my son said they didn't drop him off at the Greyhound bus station. So I didn't have any choice but to believe him. So he gave me the address, and then it actually mapped me to the address that he gave me. But it was in a town two stops up on 28 that wasn't downtown. And it was some little town, and I had got caught behind a bus too. I remember that it was a school bus, and I had to like stop with the school bus every stop. And then finally, when I got to the address what my son gave me, it was the address actually, but it was in another town. So I had to like turn off my GPS, and then I was just like, I called him back and I said, are you downtown? He says, yeah, I'm at downtown. I said, are you at the Greyhound bus station? He says, no, I'm not at the Greyhound bus station. So the whole time I'm behind this bus in this like town, two stops up from 28, which my GPS led me to, my head's getting burned times 1,000. This is before I asked my son. Because he's the one that said he wasn't at the Greyhound bus station. He tells me on the phone, I'm not at the Greyhound bus station. They dropped me off somewhere else. And I said, okay, well, give me the address. So he gave me the address that was on his, he had a piece of paper or something with his information on it. And he gave me that address. But I forgot to add in the fact that when it led me to the address that he actually gave me, the addresses matched. It was just a different town. My head was getting burned times a million. And this was a year or two before. I forget, something happened on that day. It was like a historical day in Black history. Someone died on that particular day, and it was in the news and everything. But I was getting burned times a million. And then I had to like stop with this yellow school bus every stop. And so when I finally got to that destination and realized that it gave me the wrong directions, or I should say it didn't give me the wrong directions. It mapped me to the street and number that I typed in, but it was a different town. I then called my son back and said, are you downtown? And he said, yes. I said, are you at the Greyhound bus station? He says, no, I'm not at the Greyhound bus station. So then I literally just said, okay, I'm just going to go downtown. And the whole time I'm getting burned. And so to me, I felt like that was attempted murder, because I was getting burned. My son either lied to me or he was misled. And when I did pick him up, I picked him up in front of this big building, but I never looked at the name of the building because I was more focused on getting my son. And then we left, and then I went back home. And I didn't even use the GPS to go back home, because I do know how to get to that particular area, because it's near the Wyndham Hotel, which is where my family has stayed. But he never said any of those things. He never said that. And when I'm going to the Wyndham in the past, my son hasn't gone with me. When I'm going to the Point in the past, he hasn't gone with me. So he would never say those words, because he's never going with me to those things. I've went there for different reasons that didn't involve him. But anyway, so this time he asked me to take him downtown, and I kept asking him for the address. I kept saying, well, where are you going? You know, he said, I think it's near PNC Park. I said, oh, I think PNC Park, isn't that where the Beyonce concert was? Isn't that across the street from the Science Museum? He says, yeah, I think it's around there. I'm going there. He said, but first I'm going to the hotel first. And I said, oh, okay. So as the time got closer, I said, well, you need to give me the address. You need to tell me, you know, where it is, you know, so I know exactly where to take you, thinking that it was near PNC Park or the Science Museum. So then he sends me the text, but I don't get it. So then it's right before we're supposed to leave. And I say, you never sent me the address. You never told me where I'm taking you exactly. And so he finally sent me the address, and it was the David L. Blank Center. So it was the convention center, but I've never been to the convention center, even though I've been to the convention center, meaning I've been to the Greyhound bus station. I've been to the Amtrak train station. I've been to the Wyndham Hotel. I've been to the Point, but I've never been to the convention center. Even though when I got down there, when I seen the building and it said the convention center, I'm like, oh, I've driven by here many times, but I've never specifically went there. So I never even paid attention to the fact that that was the convention center. Had I known that, I would have known exactly how to get there without using the GPS, because it's near the Wyndham. But I wasn't sure where it was, because once again, when I go downtown, I go to certain destinations and I don't travel in between those destinations to really see how the city connects. Like if I'm in Philly, I know it inside out, the back of my hand. I know how everything connects. I know how to get to it in multiple different ways, because it was my stomping ground. I went to an all-girls Catholic school in downtown Philadelphia. I went to Drexel University and University City. I lived in University City. I lived on campus, on Drexel's campus. I lived in University City. I worked at University of Penn's video library and at Drexel. So I know it the inside out because I drove, walked, court transportation down there. I've never done that in the city of Pittsburgh. So I'm not from here and I don't go down there often. And when I go down there, I go to a certain destination and that is it. So, but the thing is, once again, because I did not know where this place was because I had never been there, I put it in my maps. And of course, it mapped me to PNC. I didn't put in PNC Park. I put in David L., whatever it was, Convention Center. And it still took me to PNC Park and the Science Museum, which didn't make any sense. Because then it took me around on the loop to 279 back to the convention center, which I was just like, well, now that I see where this is, why it didn't even have to do all of that? Like, why did my maps do the unnecessary? Why did it do that? And I followed it to the T. And so after I saw where it was, I was like, I don't need the maps thing. I know how to get back. And I just simply jumped on 279, followed 279 north around to 28 and went back home, which is, I could have did that coming up 28 to 279 south and ended up at the convention center. But it took me some other kind of way. And I'd be literally feeling like, this reminds me of 2015 and 2016, where I feel like the people that have done this to me, like I said, I'm not so sure if this is a white or black thing. I literally feel like you try to make me look like I'm dumb and slow. But yet I took the Series 6 and 63 and passed it the first time. I took my insurance license test in Pennsylvania and New Jersey and passed it the first time. I took my real estate exams and passed them the first time. I've never had to repeat my insurance test, my real estate test, nor my Series 6 or 63 test. And I graduated from Drexel University and I graduated from Grand Canyon University with a 3.8 GPA. So fucking stop. It's so easy to, you know, confuse a person when you deliberately make the GPS mats go give you the wrong directions. And then on top of it, you're fucking using the technology in my body to physically hurt me. You're desperate to try to keep me contained and hold me hostage because y'all want to do the fucking George Floyd autopsy. You want to cover up your fucking science project that's inside my body that was put there illegally and unconstitutionally. And I may publish my book and you're mad that I fucking wrote it and you're fucking jealous. And that's why y'all do the shit that y'all do. Fucking hurting me and doing all these things to me and mapping my GPS a different way and then lying to me and then stealing my recordings. And then you release the ones that show me as the victim. And then you withhold the ones that talk about the biology and science. And then you put it in your fucking movies and scripts and everything. And then y'all get paid off of it. It's fucking slick. I see what y'all are doing. And it's just the other thing that I wanted to say is, even with the two black guys, some of y'all black men, like I said, I don't know if this is a white or black thing. Like I said, sometimes they're not black. Sometimes they're white. But I literally feel like y'all remind me of that black guy from the Harriet Tubman movie. When the woman, I said this in my recordings before, when that black man, it was a black man that killed Monet. I forget her character name, but there was a black man that killed Monet. He stomped her out, beat her to death because he didn't like how highly she thought of herself. He didn't like her sophistication. He didn't like her independence. He didn't like how she stood up for herself. So he beat her to death. It wasn't a white man that fucking killed her. It was a black man. So I literally feel like the amount of hatred that comes from black men is just astounding to me, because number one, this thing was snuck in my body, and instead of lying down and becoming a terrorist, or lying down and becoming a whore, or lying down and becoming a slave, I decided to stand up for myself, and also to document and also to learn as much as I can about the technology that was in my body, and to be strong. And y'all fucking hate me for it. It's like you literally wanted me to be the psychological pawn and just give up my life and give up my body. And I'm not doing that. And I also, the last thing that I want to say is, by denying me vital resources that could help take care of myself and my children, by denying me truth and restitution about what Allegheny Health Network really did do to my body and put in my body during a surgery, makes it where I can't sue, right? Because the policemen, the attorneys, the paralegals say, oh, I need proof. The only way to get proof is to go to the doctors and let them do the test to tell the truth. I've allowed that. I went to the doctors, I've allowed them to run tests, and they're lying and they're covering up what was done to me, which makes it where I can't get the proof, which makes it where I can't get the restitution. And then you're deliberately trying to financially deprive me. You're deliberately trying to physically abuse me with the technology, because you know it's a bioscience weapon. You know it's AI. It doesn't have to just be used to rape and violate and assault women. You know it's bit flip. It's the other side of the coin that you didn't want me to see that I see. And now you want your shit back. But I feel like you put it in my body, Allegheny Health Network, West Penn Hospital, Dr. Fred Price, and the people that orchestrated and authorized him to do that from the top. And now you want your shit back. You got to pay for it. Millions and millions of dollars. The same thing you would do for someone that slipped on a banana at a supermarket. Like, I feel like you put something in my body. And I use the most ridiculous thing to prove my point, is that people sue for defamation because someone said something bad about them. People sue for the most ridiculous things. You put something in my fucking body and had me live with it for 6 years after you knew I filed complaints. And at first it was, she didn't say anything. I did say something. I was direct. I think that man put something in my body, and because it does this and this and this and this and this to me. You knew what you did to me, and you wanted to learn from me. You wanted to learn from my body. You wanted to learn everything you could, and you did the worst and the most to me. And now you're trying to trash me and shame me and make me feel bad for existing, and then mocking me and laughing at the poverty that you've caused and conditioned because you're lying and covering up what you put in my body. It's real fucked up. It's real fucked up. You can sit back, laugh, and mock me and point the finger at my poverty when I shouldn't even be living in poverty, because I have a fucking implant in my body that was put there illegally and unconstitutionally. I know the deal. You look at me and point the finger. I was asleep on the table and this thing was snuck in my body. And instead, I remained strong and I remained nonviolent and I documented and I learned. And for that, I'm getting teased and mocked. And then you're trying to make me look like a buffoon by using poverty to shame me, and you're trying to use, I'm not even crazy, you lied about the mental illness part. If anything, I probably have PTSD from getting digitally raped, burned, choked, and my ligaments twisted for 6 fucking years from an implant. Now that I might have. And then you try to charge me with a crime for wiretapping and the hypocrisy, wiretapping the water department when you've wiretapped my body. This is the ridiculousness. And then black men had the nerve to look at me and laugh when I've been fucking strong through this entire thing.
When the most evilest, sickest, disgusting, most corrupt criminal act has been committed against my body and I've stood strong? Are you kidding me? You think I don't know what you've done to me? You don't think the world knows what you've done to me? And you think you're laughing is going, I'm laughing at y'all because I feel like the storm has not happened yet. COVID was not it. So the tsunami has just begun. And I literally feel like if this was done to you, your mother, your daughter, or anybody else in your family, how would you feel? And why would you treat me that way? And so literally, I feel like possibly there's some kind of disinformation campaign going on. And that's where this is coming from. Like someone's trying to spin my head psychologically. You know, I know I read a lot of psychological theories from the best of them, from the most brilliant scientist. So I know that you can, it's called modeling. You know, I talked about that in my recordings a long time ago, is that if someone smiles at you, you typically will smile back in kind, but you can also use it in the reverse. You can use it as a way if someone gives you a weird or makes you a look of like you're crazy, you model that, you start to feel that way about yourself. Like maybe is there something wrong with me? No, there's nothing wrong with me. I'm strong. I'm smart. And I've been resilient when something very bad and horrible has been done to me. And y'all fucking sneaky. And so you can use the modeling to create friendships and you can use the modeling to create enemies. It's a psychological play. So some of my black people, they're really good at the psychology. They're masters in it too. The white people just not masters in it. The black people are too. Y'all fucking slick too. And I'm gonna call y'all out every fucking time. Meta fucking data, and I'll get your fucking license plates. I'm not fucking playing with y'all because y'all not playing with me. Y'all trying to take me out. Y'all trying to take my fucking life away after you put something in my body that is fucking illegal and unconstitutional. And what did I do? I had no choice but to cope and overcome it and survive. So y'all not fucking playing with me. I'm not fucking playing with y'all. It's metadata time, bitches. It's metadata time. You target me and make me feel uncomfortable for living. I'm gonna target you by documenting what you did right there, your fucking license plate, and fucking blast it everywhere. I'm not fucking playing with y'all. Leave me alone. Cut me a check in the millions for putting something in my body that is fucking unconstitutional and illegal, and leave me alone. And guess what? When I have more money, I'll be able to pay all my bills, and y'all won't have nothing to laugh at, nothing to mock, nothing to criticize. I won't be impoverished no more. I should have just as much money in my bank account as microwave technology running through my bloodstream. Oh, and I was physically attacked again last night and I ignored it. And I probably will call the police again on a recorded call and document the fact that I was fucking attacked. Y'all trying to take my fucking life away. So I don't have no choice but to be honest, to be bold, to be loud, to be document, to record. And I will be taking down names, faces, license plates, locations, and time, metadata. I will have, just like y'all got the laser focused. Y'all laser focused on my ass. I'm a laser focused on y'all fucking asses too, because what you're doing is just like Jim Crow. It's just like the 60s. You're using technology in a very disgusting, fucked up, evil, distorted way. I never asked for this. Y'all the ones that was stupid, fucked up, and put it in my body trying to bring back slavery and human traffic women. And y'all dummies, I don't even think y'all even knew what this technology was when you put it in my body in 2015. And now you know you want to sit there and fucking trash me. Okay, we both of us can play this fucking game. Both of us.